Welcome to the Krypton Report podcast. I'm your host, Tyler. With me, as always, Mr. James Cole. Welcome, James.
Hey, Tyler. What's going on, man?
Oh, it's been a day, bro. It's been a day.
I feel you.
I'm finally getting over bronchitis, man. I feel like I've been sick forever.
I think you have been sick for just about forever.
I mean, I think I got sick the day after I met you, and it just never changed.
Yeah. Yeah. Guys,
it's been hitting his family hard. Like, it's kept us all kind of down. So, I apologize. I haven't been this bad, but let's get into some things here. We won't keep everyone too long. All right. What's some news? Okay. Aquaman is now on digital, and it'll be on Blu-ray March 12th. Let me just double check with my reference here. That sounds correct. March 12th, yeah. When it drops on Blu-ray, we will be doing our commentary. So.
Yeah, that's a long time between a digital at home and physical release, though.
It is interesting. I will say that. So we'll see. Next is people need to calm down with this whole Superman's going to the public domain thing. If you study it, the only thing that's really going in the public domain is the same stuff that people rip off now, which is kind of just basically things that are in Action Comics, number one. So it's not like you get access to everything Superman. So it's really not going to be a big deal whenever the public domain thing happens and people need to calm down. Okay. It's getting annoying.
Well, you know, I mean, that Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey and Steamboat Willie and stuff.
Yeah, but I mean,
going into public domain, but it's not like they haven't already adapted things like Brightburn or something. Yeah,
exactly. That's what I'm saying. All the stuff that is going to be public domain, we've pretty much already ripped off enough that it doesn't really matter. So,
anyway. It'd be interesting to actually see some kind of crazy horror version of Batman, though, when that actually hits.
But see, even then, it's going to be just stuff that's in Detective.
Pretty much.
So it's not even going to be, you know, like people are thinking. But anyways, okay. So James Gunn, has said that the J.J. Abrams Superman thing is still being discussed. That'll be one of the Elseworlds. I just say, we'll wait and see. I'm not holding my breath.
That's been in development for years.
I think since 2018, man.
Yeah, I mean, all kinds of craziness happened right after Justice League came out, so I'm pretty sure that sounds about the time when JJ was supposed to have been brought on board to start developing projects, not one of which ever went anywhere.
I know. And so I'm just like, okay. I'm just like, not holding my breath for those.
I mean, if we get another Elseworlds story of a Superman, I mean, it's not like I'm not going to go see it.
Right, exactly. So, yeah, we will see. Hold on one second here. Just my computer been booting up and doing some stuff today, so.
Messing with you again, huh?
Yeah. So we got our little teaser trailer for Crisis Part 2. It looks like it's going to be a little bit more Supergirl heavy. And we got a tease of Batman Beyond. So that looks pretty cool. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm interested to see how they do a number two. We had very Flash focused, and he died. He sacrificed himself in Crisis, basically. And then the other person who has famously died in Crisis on Infinite Earths is Supergirl, and the second movie seems to be more centralized on her, like the first one was centralized on Superman, on the Flash. So it'll be interesting. And are they going to introduce the Anti-Monitor
I think,
in
yeah.
part two?
And I, what do you call it? I talked about you. I think you really need to go back and watch House of Mystery short before Crisis, because that's really where the Crisis begins. I highly recommend it. So. And the last thing I got is there's a new Superman event coming, and it looks like it's going to be written by Mark Waid. And it's going to be Brainiac and Superman, like its own crisis kind of event. So I'm intrigued.
Intrigued, you say?
Yeah. Bringing Superman back to the forefront.
It'll be interesting for to see Superman and Brainiac kind of have this, kind of crisis level thing going on.
So, all right, that's all the news I have. Now we're gonna get into some comics. And I'm gonna let James lead the first comic. Which one would you like to do first, James?
See, I mean, the first one I've got right in front of me right now is World's Finest 22.
Let's do it.
You want me to go ahead with that one? All right.
Yep.
So Superman and Batman have been attacked by an army of heroes while Superman and Batman of Earth 22 are bowing before Gog, and their only chance is to escape. But Zatanna magically binds them with chains. They've got so many people coming at them.
I just had to laugh because I literally had my iPad here, and the children had been using it, and right as I went to pull it out to open it, it died. So
Oh, fantastic.
was like, I was pulling it up, like, all right, and we're dead now. Thank you, James.
It's funny though, 'cause we've been watching a lot of Justice League action, which we'll talk about, and Firestorm is all over that thing, and it's like kryptonite gas. Whoever had me as the one delivering the final blow just won the pool. So Superman and Batman are captured and brought before Gog, and Superman and Batman. David Thunderman, he's lying to them, and it's all for show for Superman and Batman. They're taken to the catacombs. It's where they've got everybody locked up, and they find out that Mobius, it's the Mobius chair, is his throne that he's been sitting on.
Which is fascinating.
Metron of the New Gods, who's Mobius' chair. He's got him locked up, and he's starved him of knowledge. He's been hidden away, and he hasn't been absorbing knowledge as he usually does. Gog uses his powers on David, on Thunderman, and now he is Magog. So David's been changed into Magog.
Which I thought was
That
very interesting.
Yeah, that we know from Kingdom Come. Much, much later, though. And then we get a history lesson of Gog coming from Urgrund, the Third World, when their war destroyed the planet, and it created two, which was New Genesis and Apocalypse.
Which I thought was interesting, the whole Third World concept.
Yeah. Third World gods, and then the new gods from the Fourth World, where Apocalypse and New Genesis is. Batman is telling Superman that, you know, he thinks that David is lying, that they knew his name, and that, and then we find out that he bugged Superman and Batman when he put him in the cell with Metron, and he heard the whole story, and they know that Gog has ulterior motives, and come to find out his ascension is a battle which where there will be no survivors as he leads a war on Apocalypse to destroy Darkseid and everyone.
Yeah, that's not going to work out for him.
But... yeah. Four against a god.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one.
Yeah. This World Finest book's been pretty good for the most part. This arc is probably one of the best so far.
I mean, it's Mark Waid. Yes. See, she even gets it.
Yeah, she knows. Daddy. Yeah, honey.
In Mark Waid. So, all right. What else we got, Jamesy?
Next, we got Action Comics 1060.
Now, this one, what's funny with this one, this one I feel like actually kind of slipped through my fingers. Because I don't know why or how I missed this one. But then all of a sudden I saw it in there. And I read it. And then I was like, oh, and then the next day the annual dropped. So I was like, oh, cool. But yeah, let's bring it up, bro. Action Comics 1060 has... our good man, Mr. John Constantine.
Yes, and Superman goes to the Devonshire to get Constantine, who is passed out drunk.
Of course.
Yeah. Got Otho on Earth Al Ghul as she is being twisted and used by Sister Shadow, being manipulated into seeing this warrior that she's meant to become. as Blue Earth hold on a sec.
Nah, you're good. Blue Earth are doing their thing. Meanwhile, Tyler's coughing.
Yeah, the sound you heard in the back was Blue Earth destroying stuff. But, yeah, Blue Earth is destroying Metropolis, trying to draw out Superman and take out Superman and all the other Kryptonians. Well, while Osel
yep, by Osel doing their thing.
While Osel he's you know, freaking out wanting to go after his sister, or Kara kind of calms him down, tells him the old story of his house. Star Child and
Red Sun.
And Red Sun.
Which kind of pissed me off. Just because Red Sun was like the idea that Brian and I had for a code name for Connor. Since we got tired of Connor never having his own, you know, he's not really Superboy. Is he Superman? Who is he? You know,
like, right.
Call him the Red Sun. It'll be dope. Man. Yeah, so. And then they had to use it here, and I was like, come on.
Right. Kind of like the old Nightwing and Flamebird. Yeah. Flamebird. Exactly. Caw-caw! I miss that. Every time Flamebird gets says, you get an eagle going, I have to watch my Adventures with Superman again.
Me and the kids like plowed through like every episode, and then we stopped at like episode 8 and just got busy and haven't went back.
Aw.
I'm like, ah, oh, come on, kids.
Right.
We can do this. We can do this.
John Constantine and Superman show up at Nora Stone's like building where she's been operating Blue Earth out of her headquarters. I like the little smoking joke and everything here. Asking Superman for a light, mostly telling him it's for a spell, and he's like, you're afraid to die of lung cancer or something. But they go into Nora Stone's place. Constantine sees all kinds of magical relics. They're from different Earths that the Al Ghuls have conquered. And so there's people from different Earths who are dead and things that have been destroyed. All these things that exist that shouldn't, at least in these ways. Superman hears Otho hollering. John says it's a trick, and Superman ends up getting sucked into hell.
'Cause he's an idiot.
Yeah. Wouldn't listen to John telling him it's a trick, it's a magical trick, and he gets sucked into hell, where he meets Etrigan and what was it, Bloodwind?
Yeah.
The Superman of Hell?
Yeah.
Basically,
yeah.
And we get the backup story, Squad Dreams, written by Nicole Maines and Steve Orlando. John wakes up with hanging out with Nia Nall on Nia Nall's couch. Dreamer. And Amanda Waller shows up at the door. She's being manipulated into going after a guy. They call him Aftermath. He can see afterthought. He can see 5 seconds into the future. So like he's a pretty damn good fighter. But the whole story is Nia's fighting him and she sees things like farther into the future, and she interprets the future. So she's able to manipulate it so that way he can't see what she ultimately is going to do until it's too late, and she stops him.
'Cause she's sweet.
Well, I mean, of course, if they're going to be, you know, making her, I mean, that's a pretty awesome kind of, when you've got people like fighting who can see through time or those kind of things, like at least for now, it was really cool. It's an interesting way to, you know, use those abilities against each other. But, it was all Amanda Waller's plan to, if she could get Nia to do this, risk her life, there's other things that she could get her to do.
Yep. Waller's evil.
Yeah. And then we got New Kandor 6 months ago, where General Zod is being talked about, like, if he's part of the United Planets or not, and about his secrecy on everything he's doing, lack of communication with the United Planets and things. They're just talking about all the things that still happen, the lawlessness and all this that still happen in the galaxy. And we see Lore, Zod, and is it Feyora? I don't know that they ever say. He only says mother.
Yep.
I don't know that Zod says.
I think it's Ursa, but I don't know. We had this whole conversation about.
It is Ursa. It says, let us not get mired in pointless hypotheticals, Ursa. So she does kind of look like Ursa from Superman the movie.
Yep.
And Superman 2. So. But their son Lore, he's restless. he's helping to fight and train these new, like, genetically created beings, a new genetically created army. And come to find out, Lore flies through, like, a visual force field. So he can't see what's on the other side, and Zod looks like he's planning armadas worth of ships.
Sounds about right.
Continue to kneel before Zod, number one.
All right, sounds good. All right, next book. You ready?
Yeah. You want to...
Action Comics. I kind of think it's cheap when they do these, where they finish the story we've been following, like, in an annual or a special. And you're like, if you miss it, you're like, well. But it's Earth Al Ghul, and we see... What's interesting is we see people that look like the twins. And a family is being attacked, and there's man-bat creatures all over the place. And they're about to be cut down, and all of a sudden you just see, whoom. Hold on, wait. Man, it's not loading fully. Hold on. It was like loading a preview instead of the actual pages.
Oh, no.
I was like, why is it not going? And then there stands Superman, Etrigan, and Bloodwind. Bloodwind, does he look like any more like 90s character? He looks like Image Comics trying to rip off their own Spawn.
he does have some Spawn reminiscence to him, yes.
He's like Blade Spawn.
Like Blade Spawn.
But I do love this part right here.
I mean, he does blast energy from his hands, like, in a very Spawn way, when he would blast green energy from his hands.
I do like the girl who's asking Superman about his symbol. And he says, that's my family sigil, a mark that carries the meaning. This reminds me to be brave. And he says, is it working? Do you feel a little braver? And she's like, uh-huh. Love it.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yep, just spreading the hope all around. everywhere he goes.
And then we see like the boy talking about, how do we win? How do we fight? And, you know, Superman's basically like, you just keep fighting. And if you fight and keep fighting and never give up, eventually they'll have to. And then we see at the White Tomb elsewhere on Earth, Al Ghul. Say it like that. Take it away, James.
Otho is dreaming. She's talking about dreaming. She had chains like this from all of the links captured from killing all the Warzoons. She's fighting it. Her mind resists. It's all a ritual. She's actually trying to. Sister Shadow is trying to take over Otho's body, so she can become this ultimately empowered being. Clearly, with the knowledge that an Al Ghul and a Wayne descendant would possess, especially one who conquers multiverses. Etrigan goes after Otho. What's interesting?
It's like we have this character and yet we don't have this character interacting with Damian Wayne. Like, we have this Sister Shadow and it's not interacting with Damian Wayne. It's almost sad. Just saying.
Yeah. Well, it is, but they've also gone. They've definitely brought it into the Superman books, you know, talking about how they target the Kryptonians on every planet and take them out first.
I know. Some dark stuff.
Yeah. Superman and Bloodwind. What's that?
Oh, so we got some blimps.
Yeah. Yes, we do. Blimps and a bunch of man bats flying all over the place. Bloodwind and Superman taking them down, blowing them out of the sky. We see a bunch of those red beams that Bloodwind's firing out of his hands. Etrigan shows up as everybody's fighting. Otho stabs Etrigan. Superman shows up and through magic, through manipulation, Superman is being made to look like Mongol, like Otho's enemy, that she's got to take him down. And Superman, you know, he just talks to her like she's Otho and says that she's the bravest girl he's ever known, kind of breaks her free of the spell and calls her my fearless little star child.
All of a sudden, did a Kiss song pop in your head? I just got done watching Role Models again today. It's one of my, you know, comfort go-to films. So, you know, they have the whole Kiss thing in there.
Yeah.
For people who might not know. When I read this today, I was like, Star Trek.
That's great. Sister Shadow becomes like this green, I don't know, Lazarus demon or something. And they open a portal to Earth Zero, where they're still fighting against Blue Earth, and they get an invasion. All the ships, all the blimps, all the man bats. And Kara says, there's the alien invasion. You've been so afraid of it. You've been so afraid of it's here. You led them here, you and your stupid cult leader. Do you still want to protect Earth, our Earth? Then show us Superman was right about you. Fight with us. So all the Blue Earthers are fighting against Sister Shadow and their invasion. So they team up with the Super Family and they're all fighting. And Otho goes at Osul goes after Sister Shadow, goes after his sister up on the main ship.
Mm-hmm.
And as he's fighting, that's when Superman and Otho come through the portal and take down Sister Shadow.
Starts thinking about the story again.
And looks, I don't know if it's from the other side or if it's just from the combination of everything that happens, but, Etrigan and Bloodwind look like they're on the Earth Al Ghul side, maybe the Hell side. They can probably go back to Hell and traverse through Hell. Cause that's how they used Hell. It was to get use Hell to get to Earth Al Ghul.
Because they're smart.
Yeah. Which is kind of like a story that we didn't get, though. Like Superman and Bloodwind and Etrigan, but I guess they would just know the way through, right?
I guess. I felt like it was a really quick, like, when he showed up, it was really quick.
Oh, yeah, he was right on Earth Al Ghul. But the portal closes and everything kind of starts to dust away. And, As Sister Shadow's disappearing, the Empire of Shadows will claim this world, Superman. You and I are not done, I swear.
Yeah, he's like, whatever.
Yeah, and then we end 1 week later with the criminal, worker, who was a criminal that Superman had spoken to a few issues ago up on his construction job, is talking to his son and, you know, tells him that he's much happier doing what he's doing now and helping the world and how Superman helped him. And it's a better world with us in it.
It was a great way to end it.
Yeah.
Great shot of Superman flying. All right. Last comic we have. Superman number 9, correct?
Superman number 9.
I thought we haven't done comics in forever just because we switched over to the app.
Yeah. Well, now we're going to be able to throw in things in between other stories, Steelworks and Power Girl. And probably Supergirl. We've got Neil Before Zod coming. Like, there's going to be some books we'll be able to keep up with and talk on now.
Yeah. And eventually they'll finish the Superman Lost and we'll go back through and do a whole...
Yeah, that'll probably be coming up. The last issue should be dropping on the app within the next few weeks, I think.
So, and then we'll do a whole dive on it. But Dawn of DC, Superman number 9. So it opens up with Lois reading letters to Superman, who's underneath. It's like fan mail. She's reading letters and fan mail to him as he's underneath the lights trying to revive him. And there's a great 9-panel grid of like her. Each three sets of three has one like shot of their life. It's her pulling herself back together, trying to continue. It's good stuff.
Yeah, the first time they meet, when they get married, and then when John is born.
So it's very good. Love it.
Yeah. Perry saying he's going to put his campaign on for mayor on hold as the city tries to pull together after the Chained had fought and how Superman has almost died taking him down. Lex is talking to his mother about his daughter, Lena. Yes, who is now at Supercorp.
She's got like a tattoo on her forehead, it looks like, but it looks like the Brainiac symbol.
It does. It's very, very curious with the knowledge of Brainiac stuff coming forward. Mm-hmm. They've got the chained Sam Stryker locked up again. Lena sees LL01, the Lex Jor-El hologram. Lois leaves Jimmy in charge of the Daily Planet.
Yeah, how do you like that?
Well, considering that all this time has actually passed and he has been a with this paper for a very long time, he's been on staff for a very long time. I mean, and he has actually owned the Daily Planet at mm-hmm. one point. Like, I don't think it's out of the realm. Like, this isn't just, yeah, put young kid Jimmy Olsen in charge. Right. So it's not exactly that anymore, you know?
Mm-hmm. That was my thought. I was like, this is, makes sense.
Yeah, like, he came right up with Lois Lane. He's probably one of the top staff, at least photojournalists on the paper.
This is James Olsen, not James Henry.
Yes, not Henry James Olsen.
Yeah, that's what it is. You can't keep all my Jimmys, you know, straight here.
Well, Superman wakes up. Saying he's going to have to write Jamie back and tell him that he remembers him and his brother. They've been taking turns, taking shifts, because they don't trust Supercorp to, you know, take care of Superman. And this is when we get Mercy showing up, saying that all the kryptonite poisoning that he absorbed, he can't be exposed to kryptonite like that again. He needs to heal. Like, he's very bad off. Kryptonite could be deadly to him at this point because of how poisoned and ravaged his body was from it.
Go figure, James. Kryptonite, you know, weakness to Superman.
Nah.
It's like we've heard of this before.
Yeah. It's interesting different ways they're doing it, like the how poisoned he was because he had to wear the suit with the gloves, but how they have to use Lex Luthor's war suit to protect him, but with some modifications. But Superman knows that they are going after that Farm and Graft are going after Marilyn Moonlight, because somehow she's connected to Lex.
Somehow.
Dr. Farm is here, though. I don't know if it's Mr. Farm or Dr. Farm. Can't keep those ones straight. Mm-mm. But as he's talking to Marilyn Moonlight, Superman shows up. And, I mean, he turned the armor into something pretty awesome pretty quick.
He made it ballin'.
Yeah.
He got to go out accessorizing. He can't just show up like in regular armor. He's like, no, guys, this has to be my armor and reflect me. So I have to look good. There you
go. Pretty much. He clicks his wheelchair and it turns into like this spider mech with like kryptonite claws that shoot kryptonite laser blasts.
Norman needs a shirt, dude.
Yeah, yeah. Right. For a guy in a wheelchair, though, he's ripped.
For real, like, he's definitely working on something.
Oh yeah, you got to. Doesn't matter if you're in a wheelchair, you got to keep working at it, man. But they're fighting each other, and Lex tells him to use like EMPs and weapons, and Superman tells him that he took all the weapons out of the suit, that it's only meant to protect him and not harm others.
It's such a Superman thing to do, but he just sounds like something that pins off Lex.
Yeah, it does. he doesn't need to hit Superman or anything with his kryptonite claw. All he needs to do is hit her. And so he shoots her with like the yellow off of one finger and she lights up and Superman and her disappear. And we end up back in Metropolis circa like, I don't know, Old West times. 1800s. On a train, which looks to be like a young farm and graft with their mother, as Marilyn Moonlight said, she was like a snake-tongued woman. And it's just interesting if they're like that old. I'm just curious.
Yeah, and we have Nighthawk and Cinnamon. And then we have basically the man of yesterday, Robin the Train, which is Superman, basically. So,
Superman, Robin the Train, no guns, just his heat vision. So, and pretty cool.
That's our comic catch up. All right, James, we're going to get back into some Justice League action. Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
So which ones did you watch? All I know is the next time that we go to watch a show like this, we are for sure working on The Order. Because this is...
right?
This production order thing versus like what they are on our different servers is killing us.
Yeah, because you did say The Trouble with the Truth. And I'm not sure if you watched that last time, but I know I did, and I had spoke to you about it, about the...
Yep, I totally forgot, but we did it.
So, I mean, if you want to talk about something, anything, you hit with it, you know?
We got The Garden of Evil and
yes.
All Aboard Space Train, right?
Yep. I watched Time Out and The Fatal Fair as well.
All right. The Garden of Evil, I'll start with that one. I just enjoyed it because it's something that we joke about like all the time, even when we're playing like Injustice, where we have Swamp Thing and Poison Ivy. And the ongoing joke in it is that Poison Ivy is controlling Swamp Thing because she controls plants and he's a plant.
Right.
It says Poison Ivy takes over control of Swamp Thing, uses his vegetation powers to overwhelm Gotham. So, what'd you think about it?
It is a fun episode. You know, I mean, the more you hear Mark Hamill as this version of Swamp Thing, you know, it's not as like jarring, you know? I mean, yeah, it's not the Swamp Thing that we kind of think of or anything, but for this version, like I said, it works. The more you hear it, and certainly with like snapping back and forth of, you know, I can't stop this. Ivy is controlling me. And then, and then him going back and saying Ivy is his schmoopy and stuff. So it was funny, and Mark Hamill works being able to pull off something like that.
Yep. It was fun. All right, and then what do you think about the Space Cabby one?
The train, All aboard the space train?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was funny. If you would have told me it was Kanjar Row, I'd have been like, no way.
This one I kept getting interrupted by the kids. So, like, I missed little pieces of it.
Well, it's really wild, you know, because it's a space train. It's the space cabbie. But Jonah Hex is there. Like, Jonah Hex got frozen in this thing, and they were... And by all rights, you know, I mean, he just kind of got caught in a snowstorm and got frozen, so he should, by all rights, be dead. But he's being, like, transported back to where he came from or where he's supposed to be. But Space Cabby just blows up the ice around him and frees him, so... Get Jonah Hex with some blaster pistols shooting up a train. So it's kind of funny.
I mean, it's always interesting when you got Jonah Hex. So yeah, this one kept like I'm not a huge fan of the space cabbie, but it works.
Yeah, I mean it worked for the episode. It worked for the just to a random mishmash of people. Kind of kept it kind of standard though. Jonah Hex on a train.
Yeah.
Like that's something you expect to see.
It makes sense enough.
Right.
Like I said, I missed parts of this one just because the kids kept getting louder and popping in, and it made it difficult to listen to.
Yeah, that actually happened with the next one for me, which was Time Out.
I didn't get to make it to the next one.
Oh, okay.
Because I went to go back to it, and yeah, the kids. But yeah, if you watched it, go ahead and talk about it.
Well, actually, I could tell you more about the next one, the Fatal Fair, because I missed a bunch of that one. I just know Batman and Booster Gold were there. But this one's another space cabbie one, where he inadvertently learns about a threat to the Justice League when one of his passengers turns out to be Darkseid. So, like. Darkseid's like doing an invasion with a giant boom tube, and Superman like zaps the mother box while the Armada's in the boom tube, and it sends them someplace, not Earth where they were trying to go, and so everybody goes someplace else, and Darkseid calls a space cab to take him and come back up to his people, and he sends Space Cabby with Kanto, and Kanto is supposed to take him someplace and off him because he learns of a threat against the Justice League from Darkseid. But he has a radio open to Batman and the Justice League, and he takes Kanto and they take him down and save Space Cabby.
That's cool.
Yeah. And his cab breaks down. He's got a little robot called, I believe, Jack. Looks like a little R2-D2. He's like fixing up, and he ends up calling Roxy Rocket for a pickup. And the place she's got a fare that she has to pick up is actually the place where Darkseid was sent. And Space Cabby doesn't want to see Darkseid face to face again. It was a funny episode.
I mean, it seems like it would be. Anytime you have dark side. Alright, well that's good for us. This is James and Tyler for the Krypton Report. I'm getting over being sick. And hopefully things go well. And that's the end.